The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. At the heart of the tiny island nation of Nollipton, which is to say in the town square, on the pedestal beneath the statue of the island's inimitable and illustrious founder, Nevin Nollip, individual tiles are inscribed with the letters of Nollip's unforgettable statement, a sentence that affects the life of every schoolchild in the English language. The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. Over the many years of Nollip's near immortality, the glue that affixes the tiles spelling out the distinguished sentence is disintegrating, and one by one, the letters are falling off, precipitating a lexical and human rights crisis on the island. All of this is documented in a novel by Mark Dunn named for the tale's female heroine, Ella. Her middle name, Minnow, same as the little fish, is a family name, and her last name, P, is spelled and pronounced just like the name of the juicy green ball that grows inside of a pod. Ella Minnow P. Ella Minnow P. The stodgy and narrow members of the Island Council so venerate the great Nollip that they receive word of the falling tiles as a message from the deceased man of the alphabet himself. Within hours of the crash of the first letter, a Z, into the dust, they decreed that if Nollip had seen a further use for the letter Z in human communication, he'd have left the letter stuck to the pedestal. And so a decree is promulgated, banning the use of the letter Z in all oral and written communication on the island under the pain of flogging or banishment. The Q falls, and the J, and the D, and O, the F. A renowned elderly citizen submits himself to flogging in protest. Longtime residents leave the island. A few committed speech lovers plot to undermine or overthrow the evil decree, and it's through their correspondence that we learn how they grapple with and finally put an end to this tongue-tying assault on their right to express themselves. As the tiles fall, the various letters and any words that might contain them can no longer be used in their writing. By the end, their communication is restricted to the use of the five letters remaining on the pedestal beneath the statue. The N from Brown, the O from Fox, the M and the P from Jump, and the L from Lazy. Their last correspondence is only one page long, but it's comprised of only those five letters, L-M-N-O-P. About halfway through the book, which spans some 200 pages, you start to be truly impressed that the tale is really being told with only half the alphabet. When the D falls away, dogs become canines. At the loss of the K, a clock can only be a timepiece. When the C goes, people can no longer be close, only near. When more than half the alphabet is unusable, how can you say what you need to say? The tale ends up having so many circumlocutions and unusual words that you start to wonder if limiting the number of letters you use won't just make your vocabulary bigger. Could you manage in a situation like that? That's my challenge. Can you write a story where the first sentence uses all 26 letters of the alphabet, the second sentence uses 25 letters, and every successive sentence drops a letter until you get down to the very last sentence, which can only use one letter? Or maybe you should start with one letter and build up, sentence by sentence, to a finale that contains all 26 letters. If you write that story and put it into the comments for the post LMNOP at authornancycasey.com, I'll read it on the air. Or, for a twist, if you write and send in a 26-sentence story where every sentence uses all 26 letters of the alphabet, I'll read that too. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.